When the Persian identity is so tightly wrapped up in being a Muslim, how do they respond to the gospel? I'm Ruth Kramer, today with Mission Network News, on the road from Missio Nexus in Louisville, Kentucky. Today we're going to look at where we find our identity and what that means for the people of Iran when the stakes are so high. And it's that time of year again, Operation Christmas Trout's just around the corner. We'll give you details on how you can help. But first, in October 45 years ago, Iran's former Shah Pahlavi threw a lavish party celebrating the 2500th anniversary of the Persian Empire. That party cost $200 million and represented Persian pride. Now, to be ethnically Persian in Iran today is to be Muslim. A Persian who isn't Muslim almost doesn't make sense, which is why leaving Islam and following Christ is such a big deal, even punishable by death. So why would they ever do it? Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
because it's true. I think that's the bottom line. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And once you understand that, no other way will work for you. Even if it costs you something, there is no other way. There is no other truth.
The gospel is penetrating Iran despite opposition, and the Voice of the Martyrs is helping that mission.
We provide Bibles into Iran. We help support gospel broadcasts into Iran. That soil is already fertile. It's already prepared.
Here's why it matters.
Understand the price that Iranian Christians are paying to follow Christ and stand with them, support them. There are Iranian Christians in jail right now simply for being a Christian, for telling other people about Jesus Christ. So we can stand with them. We can stand with their families as they are in prison. We can pray for them.
Effective mission cannot happen unless we stay tuned to the learning needs of the people we're telling about Jesus. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International will be the first one to tell you that. We met up with him at Missio Nexus to discuss this exciting announcement.
I've been asked to assume the role as the North America Regional Director of the International Orality Network. The International Orality Network has been around since 2004.
The ION Network is a group of people pulling together the best training resources to equip believers to share the gospel in the way most people learn, orally. But it's so much more than that.
It's a pretty significant movement and a major breakthrough and paradigm shift in global mission strategy, church planting, disciple-making movements. So we're on a pretty amazing journey.
Sound mysterious? As Wiles will tell you, it's better experienced than explained. But to put it in a nutshell,
Jesus didn't say make disciples of all literate people groups. He said make disciples of all people groups. So we need to have a message and methods that will be transferable to all people and all people groups.
And finally, if you live in the northern part of North America, chances are that you know the fall's here. And that's the first sign that Christmas is on its way. But not everybody knows what Christmas is about. So Family Christian Stores has teamed up with Operation Christmas Child again this year to spread the reason for the season. Operation Christmas Child works by individuals and families filling shoeboxes with gifts for a needy child in a different country. Then, through the local churches, those boxes are distributed. Family Christian's Mike Bowl shares,
I had the opportunity last year to actually go and distribute boxes and to watch the kids open the box, to watch how the local community and the pastor use that to actually grow the church and actually even establish a church in one of the communities that we were in. So kids open the boxes, they hear the gospel, and they're actually invited then to participate in the Greatest Journey, which is a discipleship program, and it was just amazing to watch.
Common gifts in shoeboxes include things like school supplies, some socks, stuffed animals, just simple things that kids love. Would you help share the gospel and send some love by sending a shoebox this Christmas? You don't even have to pay for the shipping. Get more details on building a shoebox, where to take it, how to pray, and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and sometimes you just want to shut it out because it seems so hopeless. But how about this? Let's change the world instead. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer together for the lost. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. From Missio Nexus in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Ruth Kramer.